Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe, they called like you offsides and on that field goal, the one he missed.
Man, that was
crazy. But the replay didn't look like you were offsides.
It looked like all of us jumped off of that thing around the same time. Sometimes when you get a good jump, it looks like you jumped offsides, but I got to look at it again. I didn't feel like we was offsides.
Attention was paid to the need to get more turnovers. It seems like that interception in the end zone sort of crystallized how that's not coming together for you guys. The luck that you're looking for to get one of those just seemed to lose you guys at that moment.
Yeah, that was just unfortunate.
What was the problem covering Keenan Allen? Couldn't be stopped, it looked like.
Yeah, we had him in the slot. They were getting him in good matchups against, you know, sometimes linebackers and things like that. So, you know, they had a really good game plan. He's a really good receiver. And Phillip was getting him in positions where he had some certain mismatches sometimes.
What did you see on the play in the end zone where you ran in the shot?
I undercut the slant. I saw him throw the ball. I caught it. And then I went to go tuck it, and I got smacked and lost the ball.
What did they do different in the second half?
He was working the slots, did a good job running. They just had an overall good game plan. Checkdowns to the running backs were doing really well. Can't take anything from them. They just had a good game plan.
Cam said losing 23-7, losing when you have that lead at halftime is inexcusable. I assume you feel the same way?
Same way, yeah. We'd have kept them out of the end zone. We'd have won easily. But they came out and executed very well in the second half. We got to pick that up.
Did you feel the pressure was pretty good and you were in his face quite a bit and he was still completing passes? What was going on? What was he able to do? Rivers.
He's a really good quarterback. You know, he's able to see what he wants, get it out of his hands pretty fast. Like you said, we're putting pretty good pressure on him. He was standing in the pocket, making some very, very tough throws. So, you know, the hats off to him. You know, he made a lot of plays.
Joe, that's right two in a row that could have gone your way and didn't. Do you read anything into that or just another tough pill to swallow?
No, we just got to be able to close it out, you know. It's just tough. Sometimes we end up on the short end of the stick, and I think we just got to be able to close out those games.
Why was your right tackle allowed to jump on the
field? Let's do something else.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.